Earlier this month, President Joe Biden issued an executive order calling on the Federal Trade Commission to establish regulations to prohibit manufacturers from making it difficult or impossible to have products fixed by consumers or independent repair shops. So-called right to repair legislation has been introduced in 14 states, including Massachusetts. Now, as part of this right to repair campaign, MassPerg released a report this week that said Massachusetts consumers spend hundreds, even thousands of dollars replacing products that could be fixed. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tutt Hill spoke with MassPerg Executive Director Janet Dominitz.
We estimate that if repair was accessible to consumers, they would say in Massachusetts, they'd save about $875 million a year. That total for the country is something around $40 billion. So not being able to access repair is a waste of money. It is a waste of resources and electronic waste, which is what we're talking about, is among the most toxic and polluting kind of waste. So we're really pushing hard for consumers to be able to have the right to repair their devices.
So why can't they repair their devices? Aren't there, is it simply the way the devices are made? Are they built so that they can't be fixed?
It's the latter. They're built so that they can't, either they can't be fixed. So for example, you know, some of the cell phones are now made with a glue that you can't take a piece apart without ruining the phone. Remember in the old days, like 7 or 8 years ago, you could, you know, unclick a piece, put in a new battery, and your phone would be, you know, ready to go for another couple of years. But now the devices are either made impossible to take apart, or the big companies don't give you the, you know, what they call the schematics, literally the map for how you can take it apart and replace your stuff. So that's what we're pushing for. We're pushing for the companies to give us the right to repair. And, you know, we've been doing that here in Massachusetts for several years. A few weeks ago, in early July, the issue of right to repair took a national stage when President Biden issued an executive order that championed right to repair reforms. He encouraged the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, to limit manufacturers from barring self-repairs or third-party repairs of their products. So we went from an effort here in Massachusetts, and there's probably a dozen or more other states where laws have been filed, to the national stage when President Biden put this in an executive order in early July.
So what would the legislation you're talking about here in Massachusetts do specifically?
It would require manufacturers of devices like cell phones, like tablets, like laptops, to give the consumers and or, you know, the small independent repair shops the ability to repair their stuff. So make it in a way that it can be disassembled and or provide the instructions for how to do the repairs. And it's pretty simple. It's really like going back to the future. I mean, I think most people can probably remember a time when pretty much everything came with instructions on how to use, how to repair. And it's really in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years with the onslaught of personal digital electronic devices that, you know, these big companies like Apple and Google and so forth have figured out, well, we can just sell more stuff if we make our items impossible to repair. And that, again, as I said earlier, that means we spend more money. That means we have more waste. And it's the worst kind of waste that we could be generating because, as I'm sure you know, these phones and laptops and so forth are made of, you know, metals, which, you know, when they're most of the time when they're disposed of, they just cause awful pollution. And to make a new phone, we have a statistic in our report. It takes 165 pounds of raw material to produce one, you know, small cell phone, an 8-ounce cell phone. So forget about the waste part, you know, once you dispose of it. To get a new one, it's a double whammy. So we really have to make this an issue for this legislative session. And we really are hoping that our bill will move along and get passed into law.
Is part of this a consumer mindset, though, that people say, oh, well, it's broke, it can't be fixed, I got to go buy a new one?
According to data from iFixit, which is a website that describes itself as the repair guide for everything, written by everyone. So it's a very accessible website. We found that over 2 million unique users in Massachusetts went to iFixit.com to look up how to repair something in 2020. So I think we've documented the fact that there is a tremendous urge and desire to repair items in Massachusetts. By the way, I've also been to, you know, you may have seen in your area, there are these occasional, and, you know, of course, this is mostly before COVID, repair clinics, fix-it clinics, you know, volunteer groups of people who get together on the weekend, and the line goes out the door. You know, bring your old laptop, bring your cell phone, bring, I brought my CD player. People, I think, in Massachusetts, this data shows there is a strong urge to repair what we have and not to waste stuff, not to waste money, and not to keep polluting our planet with this kind of, you know, toxic metal waste. So, I mean, I'm sure you'll find people who say, listen, I like to upgrade every year. I want to have the most modern item. I'm sure those people are out there, but I think what this report is stressing is that there are millions of people who want to repair their stuff.